This is John Batchelor, a conversation with Professor Robert Parkinson. His new book, American Heart of Darkness, is the story of the settling of the Ohio River Valley by the colonists of Pennsylvania, of Maryland, of Virginia. This is the 18th century, before the Revolution, during the Revolution, and after the Revolution. The contest with the Native Americans was brutal and extremely, extremely unpredictable. And this is the story of how colonists from Pennsylvania and Maryland took advantage of the need for the Native Americans to make peace as they were driven farther and farther west, eventually on the other side of the Appalachian Mountains and into the Ohio River Valley. Heart of Darkness refers to the Conrad story about a man, Kurtz, who slaughters the Congolese, thinking that that is his job as a profiteer from Europe. There are elements of that here. It's surprising, always twists. This is not the sentimental version of the founding of America. This is about the violence of Europeans coming up against the Native Americans who kept moving back and back and back until Robert Parkinson, explaining the story of one family and what happened to them and what it means today to reflect upon the founders. More of this tonight.
So the surveyor, this is 20 years after Logan's Lament and Yellow Creek. This is 1794. And this surveyor who is out there scouting around for Pennsylvania's interests comes upon this weeping man, and so they sit down and they have a conversation. They have a long conversation over the course of a whole day. In the morning, they talk about why he's there and what's been going on, and then this native person brings up some pretty bad memories and says some pretty ugly things about United States native policy during the Revolution and after. And so he said, to change the subject, he says, "Look, why don't we have lunch?" And while they're eating lunch, he says, "Hey, your name's Logan? That's so funny. What about the famous Logan Mingo chief? Do you have any relation to him?" And this native person says, "Yeah, that was my uncle." And he says, "Oh, really? That was your uncle? That's crazy. Is your uncle still alive?" And this native person says, "No, I killed him." And the surveyor is shocked beyond belief and can't believe, what do you mean you killed your uncle? Why did you do that? And so he goes into the reasoning why he believes he was ordered by the Six Nations to take care of James Logan Shekalemi, the Logan of Logan's Lament, and murders him close to Lake Erie in Sandusky, Ohio, in the middle of the Revolutionary War. And there are a number of stories about what happens to Logan, but that one seems to make the most sense. So a nephew kills his uncle for reasons we can get into, John.
Yes, let's look at the fact what happens after Logan's Lament.